Hey everyone, this is Christopher Daniel Barnes, your friendly neighborhood Spider-Man from Spider-Man the Animated Series, and you're listening to Comic Book Central, where comic books come to life.
Welcome one and all, this is Comic Book Central, where comic books come to life. I'm your host, Joe Stuber. So glad you're all here today to join me for part two of my adventure to GalaxyCon Columbus. For this episode, let's just call it Friend of the Show Special, inviting back some amazing talents who have joined me on the show previously. I love being able to attend these conventions because I get a chance to meet up with folks who have been on the show before. We get to catch up with them and we get to see what they've got going on now. Always have an amazing time. My thanks as always to the staff at GalaxyCon. They put on a great show each and every year. If you want to get in on the fun for this year's event, GalaxyCon Columbus will be taking place December 4th through the 6th, 2026. Or if you want to see if there's a GalaxyCon event near you, there's a bunch of them. They've got comics, animation, horror, galaxycon.com. That's where you want to go for all the information. The guest list for Columbus, Ohio is already taking shape. You can check out the guest list at the website so far. Make your plans, get your tickets. I hope to see you there. All right, the first friend of the show that I want to welcome back is an amazingly talented performer. He is a sci-fi icon, and he's appeared on the show quite a few times, in fact. From Star Trek The Next Generation, Independence Day, so many other projects, Brent Spiner was at the convention. Now, you longtime listeners know my in-joke with Brent. When I first met him in 2016 at what was then called Wizard World Cleveland, it's now Fan Expo Cleveland, I was hoping to set up an interview with him, in-depth interview somewhere down the road, just wanted to introduce myself. He told me at the time that he really doesn't do many interviews. That is true. But when I mentioned that I was from Columbus, Ohio, he told me that a relative of his owned a bakery in Columbus, and he wished that he could visit more often because he wanted the delicious pie that they had there. Well, the next day, I had gone home, went to the bakery, got some pie, went back the next day to the convention. I took it to Brent, and he agreed to an in-depth interview for the show. That's how that worked out. That conversation is on episode 116 if you haven't heard it. Oh, great interview. Love, one of my favorites of all time. So for the past decade, every time Brent visits Ohio, I show up with pie. He kindly gives an interview. It's been going on for a while now. Brent was there along with his Next Generation castmates, Gates McFadden and Jonathan Frakes. Both of those talents have been on Comic Book Central a couple of times as well. And while I was chatting with Brent, he told me about his latest venture with Jonathan Frakes. Welcome back to Ohio. Welcome to Columbus.
Thank you.
Thank God it's in my backyard. I only have to drive 20 minutes this time. I don't have to schlep pie down to Cincinnati or Cleveland.
I am so happy for you and for the fact that you don't have to use any gas.
Yes. Yeah. We are fast approaching the 10th anniversary of me bringing you pie from Domama Bakery here in Ohio. Yeah. How are you planning to celebrate? I know this has been on your mind for quite some time now. Yeah. Do you have any big celebratory plans coming up?
Yeah, well, you know, it's a little odd, but I always do a day of silence to remember you coming here with pie.
I like that.
Yeah.
I like
the
that.
The fans are so angry about it because they come up to my table and want to talk to me, but I say no. I just don't speak on the day after I get the pie. I'm sorry.
As it should be. Yeah. Listen, we've been doing this for quite a while. I've asked you everything. I've asked you about Night Court. I've asked you about Star Trek. I've asked you about the Joker. I've asked you about everything. What do you want to talk about? What's on your mind?
Well, I'm actually Jonathan and I are getting ready to do a new podcast.
Okay.
It'll be called Dropping Names and Other Things. And
is this legit or
yeah,
no? Okay.
Yeah. And we'll see how that goes.
Okay.
It's sure to be exciting, scintillating. I hope it doesn't happen on a day after you've given me pie.
Oh, that would be the worst podcast
I won't
ever.
Able to speak, but yeah.
All right. Yeah. Looking back over your career, is there any role that you either auditioned for and didn't get or maybe turned down that you're looking back and going, ooh, I'd like another swing at that one?
Well, not exactly, but I had I got a part once. I was cast. Do you remember the series Boardwalk Empire?
Yes.
I loved that show. And I got an audition for it. And I did the audition. I went way out to do this audition. Got a film crew. I shot it at my house. It was like I wanted this part. And I didn't hear anything. And then finally, I get a call from my attorney, who was working as my agent at the time. And he said, well, I just got a call. Mr. Scorsese, which was Marty, he would like you to do this part because he produced the show. I was so excited. They gave me the dates. I was going to go to New York, how much money I was going to make, the whole thing. And then we didn't hear from them ever again. And except finally he got a hold of them. It's a long story, but basically it was a prequel. They went back in time for the last season to show how everybody got to where they were.
Right.
And I was playing the part that Dabney Coleman played later on the show, or was to play that part. And in the meantime, they decided to go back even further, and I was now too old for it.
Oh, no.
And so I didn't get to do it.
They didn't even bother calling you for it.
No.
Wow.
Yeah.
I do have one Trek question I want to ask. Is there a personality trait that you have that Data would find very difficult to process?
Yeah, probably. Cynicism.
Perfect.
Yeah.
All right. That's perfect. You and Jonathan Frakes podcast. When's it premiere?
I don't know. We're going to start shooting in January, and then we'll see what happens.
Okay.
It's going to be, you know, it's going to be not just an audio. It's going to be video, too. So, you know.
Okay. We'll look for that. Brent, as always, thank you for coming back to Comic Book Central, and thank you for helping me continue this OCD streak that I have of almost 10 years. And happy almost anniversary, by the way.
Thank you. And you know what? I would not do this without the pie, just so you know.
As well, you shouldn't.
Thanks. All right. Thanks, man.
That's fair. Yeah, that's a fair deal. Always appreciate it when he trades interviews for pies. I wonder what would happen if I met up with Brent at a convention that is not in Ohio. I shudder to think of what would happen then. Dropping Names with Brent and Johnny, that has premiered with their first guest, the great LeVar Burton. Nice Next Generation reunion there. It is a fun watch and or listen if you're checking it out on YouTube, if you're listening to the audio version of the podcast. Be sure to check them out. I'll put the link in the show notes for this episode at my website, comicbookcentral.net. In fact, everything you hear on the show, I'm going to put links to it in the show notes at comicbookcentral.net, so check it out. All right, next friend of the show is someone I got to meet right here in Columbus, Ohio at the previous year's GalaxyCon from the TV series Supergirl, where he played Maxwell Lord. Actor Peter Facinelli was back in the Buckeye State. Last time around, we chatted about his acting role in Supergirl. You can hear that on episode 487. This time, we got to talk about his time behind the camera.
Welcome back to Comic Book Central. Appreciate you coming back. Last year we talked about your role in Supergirl, so I want to ask you, I mean, you've done just about everything. Twilight, Nurse Jackie, like you mentioned, Supergirl. Which recent role would you say has challenged you most as an actor?
Well, I mean, I have two movies out right now. One came out like 2 weeks ago. It's called Deadly Vows, and I play an abusive husband. It's based on a true story. It deals with domestic violence. And the character ends up hiring a hitman to kill his wife. And
oh my
so,
God. When you went dark.
It was a dark, dark character. And so that was challenging in that sense. Like, I haven't really tapped into that kind of darkness. And
how did you?
You know, I tried to approach it from the humanity of not that what he was doing was wrong, but why he was doing it. You know what I mean? So
okay.
What I found was he was also abused when he was younger. So hurt people. And so it was something that, you know, a pattern that he was, when he gets triggered, it comes out of him. And so not to excuse his behavior, but to understand where it was coming from. Because, and in that, I found that, you know, when people are in those cycles, you can get help. Like, he could have gotten help instead of continuing to feed that shadow side of him and then getting to a place where it got so extreme that he ended up wanting to have his ex-wife killed. But it was an interesting journey, that whole piece. It won some festival awards, so I was proud that it's getting out there and people are seeing it. And then this other film I have out right now called Can You Hear Me? And it's a completely opposite role. It's like a very loving World War I romance drama. So with a little bit of swing. With a little bit of a supernatural twist. So,
okay.
So I mean, just having those two films out, which are so completely different, yeah. the characters are so completely different, is fun. You know what I mean? If you watch my work, like, they're all these characters are all so different from each other in the way they look and what they do. And I always thought it'd be really funny to have all these characters come to one party, you know what I mean? To see, like, Dr. Koop hanging out with Carlisle, hanging out with Mike Dexter, hanging out with the guy from Fastlane, or, you know, the guy from Supergirl. Because there's the personality, and that's what's fun as an actor, right? So it's kind of fun to have two movies out that are both opposite spectrums right now.
Well, that leads me to a question. Looking back, I mean, you've done, you know, Supernatural, you've done genre roles. Are there any characters from different genres that you haven't done yet that maybe you're chomping at the bit to do? I mean, you mentioned the one most recently, which is about as dark as you can go, I think. But is there something you're like, oh, I really want to get into that genre?
You know, I really don't know until I see it, to be honest. I remember I did a movie once, and I played Eric Weinmayer, who was the first and only blind man to climb Mount Everest, which is also a true story. And, I wouldn't be able to, like, say it. That would be a role that I would want to do. It's just like, oh, that role's so interesting, and I haven't done that before. So when I get something across my desk that's like, oh, I haven't really tapped into this type of character or this genre, then it's kind of fun to explore that.
Yeah.
Or, you know, re-exploring a genre, but in a different way. So I try to find things that are still different in the work that I do, instead of like, you know, there's some actors that just do, you know, they play themselves really well, and you go to the theater to see them, and if they play something that's not them, then you get mad. I'm the opposite. Like, I can't. Maybe a character closer to me, maybe one day, but maybe that's the hardest character to play, is somebody that's closer to yourself. I don't know.
What motivates you today? Like, just after all these years in the business, what continues to motivate you both creatively, and why are you still so passionate about it?
You know, the fans. Honestly, the fans are what brings me out. Like, because you're doing all this work, and you don't know if it's falling in the, you know, if you're the tree in the forest that's, that anybody's paying attention to or hearing. And then you come out here, and then people are watching a lot of my work. And there are fans from lots of different movies. Twilight, of course. But, you know, Twilight's kind of the entryway into a lot of the different things that I've done. So it's fun. It's fun when people connect to the work that I'm doing that affects them in a way. I'm also directing. I just directed my fourth feature.
Congrats.
I got to direct Ashley Green.
Nice.
So that
Your
was a blast.
Here,
who I've worked with as an actor, and also Seth Green, who I've worked with as an actor. They're the two leads of this romantic comedy dramedy that's just a really beautiful story, and I'm excited for people to see that too. So, you know, you just keep showing up, making movies, and, you know, the world feels like it needs movies, you know, but also it feels like there's so many of them as well. So it's like, how do you find a way to get these movies out there and have people see them? You know, when a movie comes out, it used to be a movie came out and it was like fewer movies to select from, and now like a movie comes out, and then there's a thousand, you're fighting with a thousand other things between Instagram and,
right.
and Snapchats and X and all the social media content, and then these studio movies and then Marvel movies. And so, but I'll keep making them, and people keep showing up. So I'm really, that's what motivates me to keep going.
We love everything you do. Peter, thanks for joining me once again on Comic Book Central.
Really appreciate you having me. I hope to see you again sometime soon.
And you can keep up with everything Peter's got going on at his Instagram page. I'll put that link in the show notes for this episode as well. And I'm going to wrap things up today in a big old spider web with a visit to another friend of the show. Yeah, the voice of Spider-Man himself, Christopher Daniel Barnes. I had the honor of welcoming Christopher to the show back on episode 127 for an in-depth conversation all about his career and Spider-Man and everything he's got going on. Glad I got to meet up with him in person this time around, because I wanted to check in with him on some rumors that have been circulating the interwebs about the return of Spider-Man the Animated Series. Now, with the success of X-Men 97, which brought back that classic series, what are the chances Christopher and company could get back to web-slinging?
Welcome back to Comic Book Central. I appreciate it. It's been quite some time. I think it was 2016. We're coming up on
a long time. Me beat me as Electro there.
That was you. Listen, you recently spoke about a potential Spider-Man, the animated series revival. Sometimes people call it Spider-Man 98. What can you tell us anything about that? I know that is such an iconic show, and it's etched in so many people's brains. Anything at all?
Unfortunately, no. I would absolutely love to be involved in that project, and I've had a lot of people ask me about it. There's been a lot of chatter online, but you know they haven't reached out to me, and I wish they would. I wish they would create it.
Yeah.
And if they did, I would. Of course, I would do it.
How have you looked back on the character of Spider-Man since even just that was mentioned? Are you kind of going through comic books? Are you going through different things trying to get your mind prepped for the role now?
Well, I mean, if they asked me, I would, of course, you know, approach it from a different perspective because I'm so much older. But yeah, it's a great myth. It's a wonderful character. It's a great myth. And I love what they've done recently with the new iterations of the character. And, you know, if they wanted to do some kind of 98 revival, I would, in whatever way they wanted me to participate, it would be an honor.
I was going to say, you still have the voice. I mean, that young Peter Parker voice doesn't go away. How do you maintain it?
Well, especially after, you know, at the end of a Comic-Con like this, my voice is shot. So this is, you know.
I'm catching you on a Friday, I know.
Yeah, this is terrible. But, you know, I don't know. It's just, he's a coming-of-age hero, and I'm no longer coming of age. I am, you know, at age. But, you know, you do what you can do.
Are there other Spider-Man actors, either live action or voice acting, that you would like to work in a project with? Either in a superhero project or even a Spider-Man project.
Oh, any of it. I love it. I mean, I love the mythology.
Do you have a favorite one? Is there? I know it's like asking somebody to pick.
You know, in the Marvel Universe?
Anybody that's played the character, is there somebody you're like, oh, I don't even know if I've met him yet? Like,
geez, you know, I mean, I've worked with Josh,
yeah.
And we've done some great projects together. Yeah.
Tom Holland, maybe you want to?
Tom Holland, yeah. Tom Holland's my favorite live-action Spider-Man.
Okay. Well, yeah. Why is he your favorite live action?
I don't know. I just, he seemed to really encapsulate the character, the coming of age character. I mean, everybody does it in a different way. I just really liked his performance. But I would love to be a part of the Spider-Verse in some way because we actually invented the Spider-Verse.
Yes.
John Semper invented the Spider-Verse.
Oh, yes. I had him on the show.
And now with the multiverse and all that, I mean, I would love, and they had the whole, you know, all the different, you know, Spider-Man from the different dimensions. I'd love to just be there, just to say hi.
Okay, well, you've done some different Spider-Man. Are there different? Is there one that you secretly think is your favorite that you could tell us now? Which one is your absolute favorite?
No, I love them all. I've played so many different Spider-Man. I've had the honor to do that over all these years, and not one is my favorite.
What's next for you? What's around the corner, and what can we look for?
Well, unfortunately, nothing that I would...
I know there's always non-disclosure agreements.
Yeah, yeah.
Those are our favorite because it means something cool is around the corner. So do you have something cool around the corner?
I wish that I could say that they called me to do the non-disclosure agreement for Spider-Man 98, but alas, no.
That's the one.
But I do a lot of my writing. I have a website where I...
Yes.
But my writing on my website is very different from anything I've done as Spider-Man or Prince Eric or Greg Brady.
Yeah.
Very, very different because I write a lot of very dark dystopian fiction, so that's where my creative outlet.
And where do we read that at? Give us the...
Oh, it's ChristopherDanielBarnes.com. But I have a big disclaimer on there because my stuff is so dark and dystopian and horrible.
Not for children or not
oh
for...
God, no, not at all.
Not Spider-Man 98.
No, my goodness, no. This
okay.
is the writings of a madman who grew up in the 80s in the entertainment industry and all that entails.
You're embracing that role now. That's your new role.
Yes, right? I have embraced the shadow, as Jung would say. Yes.
Thank you so much for coming back to Comic Book Central. Enjoy Columbus and enjoy the weekend.
Oh, my pleasure. Thank you very much.
I truly hope we get more Spider-Man, the animated series. You can keep up with Christopher at his Instagram page. I'm going to put that link in the show notes for this episode as well. All right, folks, that is a wrap for part two of my trip to GalaxyCon Columbus. My thanks to Brent Spiner, Peter Facinelli, and Christopher Daniel Barnes for making a return trip to the Comic Book Central Lair. One more episode to go on this adventure, and I can't wait to get to it. Four, count them, four fantastic talents are set to join us, and all of them are first-timers to the Comic Book Central Lair. Been wanting to welcome these folks to the show for a while. I was able to catch up with them at GalaxyCon, and I'm bringing those chats to you listeners right here. From Avengers, Infinity War, and Endgame, X-Men 97, and so much more, Ross Marquand will be here from the Shazam films, Jack Dylan Grazer. He's going to fly in for a visit. From Saturday Night Live, the hilarious Tim Kazurinsky will join me, and Newman. Yeah, the great Wayne Knight from Seinfeld, he will be here as well. I know you don't want to miss this one, and you won't if you subscribe to the show wherever you get your podcasts and the YouTube channel as well. Until next time, keep safe, keep reading those comics, and thanks for joining me here in the Lair. Comic Book Central, where comic books come to life. All original content of this podcast is the intellectual property of Comic Book Central. All the content and names are registered trademarks and copyrights of their respective holders.
Hey kids, it's Brent Spiner. He's here. Brent, thank you so much for joining me on Comic Book Central.
Oh, glad to be here. Thank you.
Oh, so glad to have you. It was fun catching up with you in Cleveland, too. That was...
Indeed.
That was nice.
Well, it was good for me because you brought me pie.
I did.
Which I assume you do for everyone you interview.